Jensen, this is the best of the four major sports when it comes to the All-Star game, and it's not close. Again, I don't even know if they're doing one anymore for the NFL, which, fine. I don't think anybody misses the Pro Bowl. We like this one, and it's competitive, and we expect by the betting line that this will be competitive as well. If you can find a 7.5 out there, you might want to look to the over. But those eights that we're seeing populate here for the total, does that get you to an underplay tonight, knowing it's going to take 9 runs to beat you?
Yeah, I played the under, and DraftKings offering a boost here for the All-Star game tonight. So I got that for a plus $1.09. Right now, the under 8 at minus $1.05, juiced to the over at minus $1.15. I think the other plays that I have locked in tonight, again, another high variance event here, so just keep that in mind. Full unit play on the under 8, plus $1.09. Full unit play on the American League, plus $1.24. I think they will eventually find their way through here. I could see a 4-3 win. Also going to play a half unit on Kyle Schwarber to record a hit. Again, he's going to lead off and be the designated hitter for the National League. So my anticipation is he will get 2 at-bats tonight. I do like Dylan Cease for 2 or more strikeouts, plus $1.05. That for a quarter unit, as he will get the start for the American League. And already kind of knowing where the lineups are for both teams, this is more predicated on looking at the matchups that Dylan Cease will have. And again, second only to Jacob Mizrowski as the man with the most strikeouts here through the first half of the season. So here, Dylan Cease will be up against Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto, Freddie Freeman. So 3 left-handed bats that he will probably use that power fastball, power breaking ball against. So excited for him. Again, 2 or more strikeouts. Don't know if he'll go 2 innings. I would say just the 1. But again, we'll kind of see how things transpire there. Those will be the props. I don't think I'll add anything from there. Dave, if you are getting into the MVP market, much in the same way we visited with Will Hill yesterday, I can see where he's going on guys that are in that reserve role coming in and being a little bit more of a spot you might want to attack there. I think the only fun play, and I know I took him for the Derby last night, I don't know if I'd get past Kyle Schwarber. He's going to get the 2 at-bats guaranteed. I would be shocked if he doesn't get a 2nd at-bat as a designated hitter. I would like him anywhere at 13-1 or longer. A very, very small play. I don't even think I'm going to get there. But that would be my recommendation in the MVP market tonight. The only long shot value I would see, and I use air quotes there, Bobby Witt Jr., probably going to play 3, maybe 4 innings. I like him at 22-1 just because you get the full complement of, might have an extra base hit, might have a homer, might have a stolen base, run scored. If the American League wins, which I think they will, you could see that narrative playing out. But I will probably stay away from the All-Star Game MVP market tonight.
Fascinating that you went exactly where I was going to ask you about with 2 different areas there with that Bobby Witt Jr. equation. One of them being defensively can make a great play that dazzles as well and gets you hit. Right. Like that type of play at 22-1 feels like it would be in play. And then you mentioned on the winning side, we talk about this all the time when it comes to voting, right? In that the biases that take place, whether it's an All-Star game or just anytime that there is an MVP market, whether it's regular season or beyond, that the team success is predicated then on the individual winning that award. Is that paramount for you, that if you're identifying the MVP, it does have to come from the winning side? Or is this one of those rare instances that because it's an exhibition, let's just say, if Harper goes out there and hits 2 bombs and yet they lose the National League 5-2, but it's 2 solo shots from Bryce and the hometown guy, like, can we make that narrative that the result doesn't matter as much here?
Oh, I the result does matter. I would obviously understand that if you're going into the MVP market, also remember that you might want to look as a correlated play. If you think the MVP comes from a National League player, then that's an obvious play on the National League money line. I still think the American League for the value would be the side that I would go to. But if I'm going to recommend an MVP market, I would think that the narrative plays better with a Schwarber, with a chance to 2 cracks at it, if you will, to hit a home run, you know, have kind of that impactful moment early. And then you have so much variance with when certain guys come in. You're going to have to be watching the live market and the live changes of where you would want, you know, some of those other guys that are coming off the bench.
You know, I asked you this earlier, and the mentality of the players playing in this game, right? Yes, it's an exhibition, but because unlike the other ones, I'm still trying to get you out and you're still trying to get a hit. I just wonder from a hitter's perspective, and I know you're going to have a play on Schwarber to at least get a hit tonight. Would you look extra bases for some of these guys? I just wonder, like, unlike a regular game where you might try to do the right thing, move a runner over, hit it to the opposite side, it feels like, not to say you're going to swing from your heels to always look for extra base hits, but I wonder, because it is an exhibition, if hitters are more dialed in to say, I'm looking for something that I can swing hard and hit it far, man. I'm not trying to, you know, get one to the other side and get an eke out a base hit. Is that fair in the mentality of a lot of the hitters tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, Schwarber plus 225 for two more total bases. Interesting there. Hits, runs, RBI for one, at least one, minus $1.25. Interesting there. You get to cover, you know, sort of if he gets walked and someone hits him in, you know, that covers you as well. I just think right. that knowing he's going to get two cracks at it, at least every indication to me would be that he gets two ABs. And then as the DH at the top spot in the order, they'll probably lift him after that second at bat, knowing what he's up with. So I like the hits. It's a little bit cleaner. Sometimes you'll see these managers pinch run. And so that would steer me away from the hits, runs, RBI market. You're getting plus money for the hit anyway. So that's where I would go.
You know, I'm looking way down the board here for MVP. I mean, you have to go way down the board, Jensen, before you see a pitcher even listed. To possibly, you go through all the bench players here until you get to, say, Dylan Cease, who's 160-1 as the starting pitcher here, right? Christopher Sanchez is going to be a little bit shorter at 150-1. But isn't that amazing that gone is the day where you might get two innings from a guy, right? I think I remember Pedro Martinez, I think, gave you two back in the day in Boston, right? But, like, those days are gone. Nobody's pitching two innings. You just mark off the pitchers, even – a guy that gets you, goes out there, maybe gets you a golden inning and gets you nine pitches and nine and three Ks. Like, even short of that, is there any viable number that could even be looked at from a pitcher?
You know, I remember Shane Bieber was the last to win it 2019, punched out the side there in Cleveland. You had the whole narrative base. Remember, that was at Progressive Field. So that was a tight game, not a lot of offense to that point. So he won it there. You have to go back to Mariano Rivera in 2013, who won it there for the Yankees. And then continuing further back, it's just very few and far between. 1999, that Pedro Martinez outing you talked about. I think it was five strikeouts in two innings. But again, that was in Fenway Park. So if you're going to have a correlated play here, then you're probably looking at Christopher Sanchez as the only viable spot where you would say, okay, if he punches out the side at 150-1, you know, hey, the National League wins and it's like a 2-1 game. He's going to get votes and that might be a viable avenue. Jesus Luzardo is the same odds. Depending on you know where he's at, Yoan Duran is 90-1. The Philly closer, you would imagine they would leave him to the end if it is a save situation.
Right.
That the Philly closer could get that one. So I'd stay on narrative street there, just knowing, you know, the last three times that you've had a team, you know, win or a pitcher win the All-Star Game MVP. They were in their home ballpark. Shane Bieber in 2019, Pedro Martinez in 1999. Narrative street for sure if they're going to win it at such a very, very long number.
Maybe a piece of money sprinkle there because, again, I like those historical connotations there with the home team. And, again, it's amazing that we can still remember Pedro Martinez because you just don't see guys doing that anymore, going two innings in an All-Star game.